It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, public affairs manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
William Sackett, good morning. We are recording this program on Friday, January 25th at 10:41 in the morning. And William, I got to tell you, it's a busy time of year right now because we've got that big State of the City address coming up. We're already meeting about Mardi Gras. We had a stormwater management meeting this morning over in community development, several key people from departments. What is stormwater management?
That is where we have to worry where the water's going to go when there's a storm.
Well, stormwater management could also be like a rainstorm, a thunderstorm. And what it means is that we have to manage where that water goes. Whenever somebody comes into town, say like if it's Bethel Free Clinic and they're building a big new structure, we have to make sure that whenever they're building that structure that they have what's known as a silt fence around it to make sure all of the dirt and the clay and the construction materials don't go into the roadway or don't go onto their neighbor's property.
Wouldn't this organization also had some play during our whole revamping of our infrastructure?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. What stormwater management is, it's all of the city departments coming together, and it's a simple thing. Like, say if you see somebody out there that's hired somebody to cut their grass. Okay, they cut the grass, they edge the grass, then they come out with a blower, and they blow that stuff right into the street. And the problem with that is, number one, it's littering, but number two, that grass goes into the storm drains, and it clogs the storm drains. So what that means is it'll be flooding property all over. So what we're doing right now is we're looking at the things we're doing to educate the public. To educate the public on here are the things that you look out for. It involves pamphlets that are geared towards contractors, towards lawn care services, towards marina operators, towards automotive repair shops.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the waste of oil, et cetera, et cetera. And what about marine? What would marine be? That's curious.
Well, what marine would be is like, say somebody's got a shrimp boat or a recreational boat, and they want to... They're dumping water out of their bilge. Well, some of that water may have, oil or sediment in it. And so we want people to be aware of those things. We are graded by the Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality.
Oh, really?
And they say that these are some of the things that are important to your community and to your environment. If you look at throughout the city at a lot of the storm drains, it says dump no waste. Drains to the bay or drains to the front beach. We're trying to train people to realize another thing about stormwater management is your Christmas trees. Christmas trees are recycled by the Harrison County Beautification Commission, and it's right down there by Rodenburg is where they collect the trees. All of these things come into play on stormwater management, and so we're just fine-tuning, making sure everybody knows what to do with the city. And educate the public. So that's going on right now. In addition to State of the City, we're getting ready for another big month of BTV. We just had a wonderful Martin Luther King Jr. parade and Battle of the Bands up at the Coliseum. That was hugely successful. And we've been getting a lot of calls about a survey. Before we get to the special guests, what is your number one topic you're always asking us about?
Trains.
Trains. The thing about trains is this. We want to see daily passenger service to go from New Orleans to Mobile. It's going to be, I don't know if it's once or twice a day, running east and west. Right now, the issue is Mobile. Mobile is their finance committee of their city council has recommended not funding money for this passenger rail service.
There's a thought, and I brought this up on our last broadcast, and really it's nothing we can talk about. But my observation, having been to Mobile and had to go to their convention center, which I think was right next to a huge Adams Mark Hotel, and the train goes between these two edifices, and there was a station stop. So what do we talk? What are they fighting about if one already exists? Or maybe I'm all wrong.
From what I understand, it's a couple of issues. Whatever money it's going to take to upgrade whatever facilities they have is one of the issues, but the big issue is they've got that tremendous port over there, and the port does not want to see anything happen that is going to diminish the effectiveness of their freight rail. I'm just telling you.
This isn't freight. This is people.
Right, but they might be going on the same rail, and so they might be worried about the issues there, the coordination. I do know this, that Mayor Andrew Fofo Gillich is going to be on the phone today doing what he can do to try to convince Mobile of how important this is, we think, for this entire corridor here to connect all of these cities. It just seems like a natural. And now, by the way, if the Mobile City Council turns it down or decides, if, you know, in the next week or two that they're not going to fund it, Amtrak has told me, our man Tom Stennis has told me that that doesn't mean it's the end of the road. There could be other funding sources that could happen over there.
Well, you know, how about the city? What? Here's an idea. This is a freebie. I won't charge you. The city before Mobile or the city after Mobile could set up a station, set up commuter ability or interface or buses, et cetera, so the commerce and the local downtown and hello.
I think if somebody is interested in this and they're listening to this podcast and saying, what can I do to help this, what I would like to suggest that they do is they can email Senator Roger Wicker, who has been a leader on this. He has been the man that wants to see rail return to this area, passenger rail.
And also, why don't you do the monologue that you do all the time, and it's justified why we, as Biloxi, are so ahead of that curve.
We were ready. I don't know. Go figure. You know, we happen to be ahead of the curve. Yeah. What we did was, with the wisdom of Coast Transit Authority, they built a Biloxi Transit Center right here in downtown Biloxi, right next to the railway. What a multimodal transit center is, and by the way, it's the only one on the tracks between Jacksonville and New Orleans. Everybody might have a train station, but this one is multimodal, meaning that when you get off of the passenger train right there, you are going to a facility that has waiting rooms, ticket counters, restrooms, and more importantly, there are buses there.
And taxis.
And taxis. And what they can do is they can take you to a nearby hotel, or the buses can take you to another city. So it's all right there. It's the only one on the line from that respect. When you get off of the one in Biloxi, two blocks away, you've got the casino resorts on the front beach, either way, north or south. You've got other hotels. You've got MGM Park. You've got the Sanger Theater. You've got what we're hoping to turn into a vibrant downtown Biloxi. We think it's perfect, and that's why we're such strong supporters of it. And another thing we haven't talked about, say you and Deb want to get on a train, you can go to New Orleans or Mobile. Yeah, it's just, it's great. So that's what the other thing that's coming into play right now. Why right now? Because Mobile's looking at the funding. Mayor Gillich is going to speak to the issue in his State of the City address. We're continuing to push on infrastructure, continuing to push on infrastructure. If you go to the city's website, over at the bottom right, there's a link that says Restore Biloxi, shows you the video we just posted last week. 5 minutes long, tells you what they're working on, what they're going to be working on, and where they are right now. Bottom line is, people say, let's be done with this. It's over. Okay.
So. And just remember, folks, we've said this all the time. After 100 years, you're starting with a clean slate. It was all worth the time and the patience. I know it was aggravating, but you've got a clean slate on all that unseen infrastructure.
I love how you put it in past tense. I mean, it's behind us. Big thing to know is that this, we're replacing a water and sewer system that was put into place in the 1950s. It had a 25-year lifespan. So consider that. Wow. So they're having to go in there and just find whatever they're finding underground and replace it with something new that will be on digital maps and we'll know exactly where everything is. Now, William, if people want to know what's happening in Biloxi, they can go to our website at biloxi.ms.us. And the beauty of it is you can see BTV on our website. And right now, between 7 and 9, each morning and each afternoon and evening, we are showing the State of the City addresses from previous years. So you can see where we were, what we were talking about, and then coming up on January 31st, January 30th, actually, we're going to have the mayor's speech from that day on where we are. So I want to encourage people to just be involved in your government. One of the things that makes things work here in Biloxi is having a team effort. We rely on a lot of social service agencies. We rely on a lot of what they call NGOs, non-government organizations. You have brought one here today that provides a vital service for the most vulnerable people in our community. And I'm talking about Bethel Free Clinic. Right now, I'm going to get some video for the State of the City, and you know what I'm doing? Turning this baby over to you and your guest.
Well, thank you, Vincent, and happy motoring. Judy, it is such a pleasure and an honor to have you with us on this program. No, I'm good. Thank you, Judy. I guess the best thing is, why don't you do the following and make this very easy and yet very clear for all of our listeners. Introduce who you are, what you do, and where you're from, the name of your organization, for those that may be new to our community.
Okay, thank you. My name is Judy Jones, and I am the director for the Bethel Free Health Clinic in Biloxi. We are on Carroll Drive in a subdivision that belonged to Biloxi Housing Authority, and Bobby Hensley, who used to be the director, was very gracious to us and helped us to get a building. He gave us one that we could do whatever we needed to do to make it a clinic. So we found a grant, wrote it, happened to have gotten that money, and we did that.
So give us an example. What's a day at the clinic?
Well, we have patient clinics on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're doing catch up with the charts and getting them put into the computer and doing what we need to do to keep the clinic running.
On the business side of it, who can and who cannot come and utilize your services? Again, for our new listeners.
Surely. Who we treat are those without insurance, cannot access health care because they don't have the funds to put up front, or they just don't have any insurance
the
and
income.
Can't. Yeah. The income is just not there. So in the very beginning, we started off at the Bethel Lutheran Church on Pass Road in Biloxi, across from the Donald Snyder Center. And we saw any and everybody that came in. We'd see them and do what we could to help them. And many of them couldn't find their doctors or the doctor's office because they got washed away or whatever. And so we just helped them out until they got in better shape. We did that for 2.5 years at the church there, the Bethel Lutheran Church. And and then it was obvious that what we were doing now was taking care of those that had nothing. They had no money, no insurance, and no way to obtain health care. So we kind of changed our mission then, mm-hmm. and adapted it to what we were doing then. And we were looking for a place to move to because the church, excuse me, we had just grown and grown, and we had so many people coming from up north down to help us, and they would bring medicine and doctors and nurses when they came. It was wonderful because we did get to see a lot of patients that way. But we ended up looking for a place for us to move to because the church didn't have any place to have Sunday school.
Yeah.
I mean, we just kind of took over and didn't mean to or realize we were doing that, you know. But anyway, I agreed with them. They needed their church back. And so
a question, if I may. for you, why do you do what you do? Tell us about you, Judy, and how you're involved in this, what your history is, your background. Share something for our listeners.
Well, I'm a retiree from the VA right here in Biloxi. I've spent almost 30 years there and retired in 2000. My husband passed away in 2001, and all my friends were worried that since I ran to do everything, that I was going to be lost.
Okay.
And so every one of them kept trying to find me little jobs to keep me running.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated it. it did work out fine. So that went on for about a year, and then I got a call on after the Hurricane Katrina came. I got a call from Judy Boltman, who was the director of ministries at the Bethel Lutheran Church. Her husband, Jerry, was the pastor there. And I worked with Judy at the VA. So we knew each other from that. And she said that she was so glad to get me because they had so many people coming down and they wanted a clinic. And she did not know how to. That was not her thing, you know.
Right. So you were in a lifesaver to them. In fact, that was a good and unique moment in time and space of giving you direction and giving them direction, and thusly the birth of Bethel as we have today. If someone needs your help, your guidance, what do they do? Let's start from ground zero. How do we reach out to you? How do we contact you? What's the procedure?
Okay. Most of them just walk in. Some will call to find out if they can make an appointment. And we are quick to say that we don't do appointments. We treat people first come, first serve. And then we tell them about the days that we're open for patients, because those are the days that we have providers. I mean, it's dependent on that. We do have two physicians, and we have three nurse practitioners, and all of them are excellent. I'm so pleased with the quality that we have there. The patients love them, and they say that they got more information and more care from our clinic than anywhere else that they have been. And I said, well, you've probably just been to ERs, right? And they usually agree. Well, we're trying to keep them out of the ER. They do not need to go to the ER to get a blood pressure medicine because they're out.
Understood. Yes, it's a post in a storm or a storm of their life. Totally understood. All right. Formally now, how do they reach you? How do they contact you? Give us some information as far as address and numbers, etc.
We are at 1650 Carroll, Carroll Drive in Biloxi, which is right off of Iberville Drive, which runs up the side of Keesler. So we're real close to Gate 7 there. But it's in Biloxi Housing Authority subdivision. And it's our people. It's the low-income people that we deal with. So it was a good take there. We found a grant. Donna Tasker and I found a grant, and we wrote it. And we were lucky enough to get it. So Bobby Hensley, who was the director at the time, said, I can do anything with it to make it a clinic.
Can people donate? Is this a facility that people, donations are available? It's unless there's someone who wants to philanthropically help you out.
Oh, absolutely. We don't turn anybody down who wants to help us. We thrive on donations.
Telephone number.
Phone number, 228-594-3640.
Judy, we want to thank you for being on our podcast. But before I say adieu, you have an event. I think it's a fundraising event, a golf event that's coming up. Tell us about it.
Well, it's kind of in the beginning stages right now. But one of our board members, Mark, is going to pull this all together, and he calls it the inaugural Bethel Free Health Clinic Golf Tournament, and it's going to be held April the 27th, 2020, at the Sunkiss Country Club, which is in North Biloxi, and it's supposed to begin with a shotgun, as he says here, at 1 o'clock p.m. The registration fees to be a golfer for the tournament is $100. Let's see, and I also have... registration fee covers green fees, golf cart, cart rental, lunch, drinks, and dinner. Also, each golfer will receive a goodie bag, which will include a golf towel with the clinic's logo.
Well, that's not bad for $100. What a wonderful donation and a wonderful event. So mark that on your calendars. What's that date again, Judy?
April the 27th of this year, 2020.
And any closing remarks you may want to say to our listeners about the clinic, about your efforts, about our community?
Well, we have to find something that's going to give us enough money to not have to do little piddly fundraisers all the time. We were doing something every week there for 2 years, and I'm worn out. I'm too old for that. But, yes, when Mark brought this up, he had been involved with setting up one somewhere, and he's now down here and wanted to do it again, and I just thought it was wonderful. We will be needing a lot of help from people that may have worked with golf clubs and places like Sunkiss. And what we will need will be people to man the holes, to be with the vehicle. We're going to try to give away a car, a vehicle, and we need more than one person per hole, because that would just be 18 people.
I think it sounds like a wonderful event. And what we're going to do is we're going to probably talk to you again as we get closer to this event.
Very good.
And you can fill us in on more details. So one more time, where you're located and a phone number in case someone would like to contact you.
Okay. We're at 1650 Carroll Drive in the Suncoast Villa. I think it was a HUD place, a place for people who were getting HUD help. Anyway, it's right by Gate 7, where Pass Road ends.
And telephone number?
And our phone number is 228-594-3640.
Judy, we want to thank you. Judy's from the Bethel Free Health Clinic here in Biloxi. If you know of someone or you listen to the broadcast and may need some assistance, it is the place to go and the place to be. Judy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
You've been listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.